The President General of Isilas Agba Development Union, Mr. Benneth Uche Ullo, who spoke on behalf of the community, said the area have experienced 4 major attacks by bandits within the past 6 months, including a recent attack on a relaxation spot where many were shot dead and several taken hostage.
There's a serious patrol going on in the town, but we want more support. For example, the school teachers are afraid to go there and teach because they are afraid they don't know when these people will come.
Mr. Uche Ilo noted non-indigents have fled the community due to the unrest, while the police and vigilante groups have been deployed to protect schools in the area to enable teachers return to their duties. Similarly, the youth president, Comrade Ogegbu Edozie, noted efforts to dislodge the criminals from their hideout in the forest have proven abortive, describing the bandits as heavily armed with a high level of organization.
October 14, 2019, about 6 teachers, inclusive of the principal, was abducted, taken into the forest. 6th of February, another attack took place in the community. 2 persons were also killed. On 23rd February this year, another attack took place. This one, a man was shot in his house, the wife abducted, and the daughter was left with gunshot injury in the arm. She's still there recuperating.
Women and youth groups also led protests to the Obi's Palace during the press conference, holding placards with inscriptions such as, "Government, please come to our aid. Our wives, husbands, children not safe. Governor Okowa, please help us," amongst other wordings. In Asaba, Ogenero Egwere, Radio Nigeria.